Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 66 for the week of March 31st, 2008. We begin this week with an NASF Government Relations Regulatory Update dated March 18th, 2008. On March 14, 2008, EPA issued a proposed rule for plating and polishing area sources. The plating and polishing processes that are subject to the proposed rule are those processes performed at an affected plating and polishing facility that uses or has the potential to emit any compound of any of the following metal HAPs: cadmium, chromium, lead, manganese, and nickel. Processes that use other metals are not subject to the requirements of this proposed rule. Similarly, processes that are currently subject to the chromium MACT standard are not subject to the proposed area source requirements. After numerous discussions between EPA officials and NASF leadership, EPA has developed a proposed rule that imposes standards to ensure continued reductions of potential metal HAP compound emissions from plating and polishing processes. It also appears that the proposed rule will have a minimal impact on most surface finishing operations. Facilities with plating and polishing processes subject to the requirements of this rule will have to comply the applicable regulatory provisions no later than 2 years after the final rule is published in the Federal Register. Under the terms of the court order, EPA must finalize the rule by June 15, 2008. EPA is providing a 30-day comment period, and comments must be submitted by April 14, 2008. NASF is in the process of preparing comments that provide further clarifications on the requirements, particularly to assure that compliance with the management standards and other regulatory requirements can be clearly demonstrated. If you have any questions regarding the proposed rule or would like to receive a copy of it, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER@thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL@thepolicygroup.com. And for more information about the industry-related government relations activity discussed here, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF policy arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630. Here's the calendar of events through April 10th. On March 31st, the Cincinnati-Dayton branch of the AESF will have their branch meeting at Golden Lamb in Lebanon, Ohio. On March 31st and April 1st, Kushner Electroplating School will be conducting an electroplating know-how basics seminar in Greenville, South Carolina. Also on March 31st and April 1st, the Metal Finishers Association of Southern California and Surface Technology Association's annual Legislative Action Day will take place at Embassy Suites Riverfront Sacramento in Sacramento, California. On April 1st, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will hold a supplier showdown at the Porterhouse Steakhouse in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On April 1st through the 3rd, IPC Printed Circuits Expo, APEX, and the Designer Summit will take place at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. On April 3rd and 4th, Kushner Electroplating School will be conducting an electroplating know-how basics seminar in Cincinnati, Ohio. On April 8th, the Orange County Metropolitan Branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Jaeger House in Anaheim, California. On April 10th, the Chicago branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Angelo's in Elmhurst, Illinois. And also on April 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.